Plates sampling. I want both, and I'm looking at both slits at the same time.
Now you're going quantum. Now you're going quantum.
Now I'm going quantum. Oh my god! With
actually, I should say that's
this is
the,
so great.
That's the wave side of. That's the duality of light.
Yeah. Like the chiaroscuro. You can't have the light without the dark. Or you mean like the
light is both a particle and a wave. And the double slit experiment is where they have interference patterns.
Yes.
That's a wave.
Material and frequency.
It's both.
Right. And we all are. Yes.
Yes.
Is the music is frequency. Is the music material?
We are all wave equations.
Oh my god. I'm around some really sparkly wave equations. Some robust, sparkly wave equations of fine blokes. And hey listeners, be jealous again. After Hours brought me another hot tamale. That's right. We're gonna just scoot on over to some Lightning Hopkins Hag Riot Happy Hour Radio Valencia.
Yeah, something keeps on worrying me. Whoa, I know you're around here somewhere. Can you be? And I broke down and I cried a little while. I
Fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Hey Lord, I'm waiting.
presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Ah, damn, goddamn, 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 yeah.
Up this morning, yes, poor lightning shows, please. Whoa, I heard somebody calling. That was my little girl calling me. Called kind of lonesome, she something keeps on worrying me. Whoa, Lord have mercy. Yeah, something keeps on worrying me. Somewhere, but I'm about to wonder where can you be? And I broke down and I cried a little while. I
Lightning Hopkins. Lightning Hopkins. This is Lightning in a Bottle, I think. And we got this going to follow. What are we on there? Patti Smith. Privilege Set Me Free. And preceding that, we had a lot of David Bowie. And we had Jeff Buckley, Mojo Pin. And we had. Well, you picked that one out, right? Dr. Why Not? You did? Yes?
I did.
Yes. Big good fan. Choice. Big fan, too. Love it. Love it. Like Lightning Hopkins?
Sure.
Yeah, it's pretty great, right? Me, too. Me, too. And let's see. I'm going to put a little... do you like The Who?
I do love The Who.
Me, too. I love The Who.
We used to play The Who.
Yes.
In our prog rock band.
I grew up on a lot of it, and we got to... after hours over there, and I went and saw them. Yeah, a few years ago, and it was so good. They played with like a symphony and shit. Yeah, I love it. Well, I have Tommy, so I'm gonna put on Pinball Wizard. And also, I love pinball.
And I have an admission to make.
Yes, please. We do a Thursday confessional.
Confession, so. Okay, confession.
Yes,
time.
Yes.
So
here we go.
I play a bunch of instruments.
Right, right.
but I cannot sing because I don't remember lyrics.
Yeah.
And I forget names of songs.
That is totally my jam. That is like, that's my area of expertise. But it takes, like, that's how you have great, you know, partnerships, harmonizing, and music, right? After hours is that way as well. Lyrics stay. Those get, like, pretty stuck in the head for me.
And for me, it's the tune, the music.
Yeah, yeah. I also, like, I gotta have a good rhythm. I love a nice, steady rhythm. And I like really dramatic music.
Nice.
Not like Wagner. I mean, I can...
So you're saying Wagner is...
No.
You're being sarcastic here.
Yeah, I'm joking. I appreciate the intensity of opera, but there's no denying the symbolism tied to that. So it's impossible to even evaluate whether, like for me... I mean, sounds become symbolic of something. The sound of empire is not something I like. You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah, but I love this. This is soul, right? I mean, it's blues, but it's soul.
This is not the sound
blues
of
blues with soul. This is not. Yeah, it's not. And Wagner set the frequency standard of 432 hertz for the A. That was like that. The whole like the global. It was like some kind of global music organization. How this like. Did this research on this a while back. That was when the universal standard for classical music of where the A of the
440 hertz.
Yeah, it was to 430. Yeah, too. Yeah, was like happened with Wagner. Wow. Right around. And it just there's the rest of the world followed suit. I mean, you know, or the United States, and then I don't know. It's kind of symbolic, right? So yeah, I don't know. I don't want to pay money to go listen to that sound and all it conjures.
So someone decided.
But it's powerful, right? Music is powerful. Like
because
frequency.
The standards decided how the world will resonate from that point onwards.
Yeah, it was like the beginning of that. It was like around the time that like certain standardizations I feel like that's like kind of the. I don't want to say like globalism in terms of like more of a flattening of like cultural. You know, where things aren't so disconnected, but it was like that was the beginning of like a transcontinental kind of like shaping of our media. You know what I mean?
Transcontinental tuning fork.
There you go. Don't tune it to 432 hertz. You get lunatics and wars. People lose their minds and become terrible. Terrible, right? And bad things happen. Well, not everybody becomes terrible, but enough that there's always going to be really fucked up people on the planet. They just need to be outnumbered and not be leading others. Do you know what I mean? I believe there's, I don't know, goes back to the duality of light.
Well, and there is...
It's not funny. It's like, yeah, but I'm also like, I'm I don't know, you have to, I like to talk about complex things in a lighthearted, colorful way here, or different ways, you know, ascribe different language so we can look at things certain ways. Yeah, yeah.
So we spoke about light, so if we spoke about sound, there is resonance.
Right, right.
There are harmonics.
Yes.
And there are beats.
Yes.
As in when two frequencies are different.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, a lot of variations.
Yes, a lot of variations. So what would the... hang on. See, I so enjoyed talking that now I let my right. I just like let the Hopkins play.
Well, we did decide that.
It's a sign of a good time.
Of course.
I'm going to put on Pinball Wizard, though. And I love me some pinball. Have you ever been to Free Gold Watch? Have you been to Free Gold Watch?
No.
Okay, well, we'll take you there some time, and I'm going to kick it over to.
Ever since I was a young boy, I've Tommy, 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 Tommy.
That's the kind of intro I want. That was The Who. That was The Who. Well, this still is The Who. Hey, they never left. They've been here all along. Like your good conscience if you choose to use it. And here to break it down a little bit is Dr. Why Not with me here at Hag Ride Happy Hour at Radio Valencia. Doctor? How do you think the pinball wizard worked?
You have to first tell me, what is the pinball wizard? And the audience, maybe.
Oh, okay. All right, so we heard about the pinball wizard. This isn't Tommy, right? But the pinball wizard is a big thing from Pete Townsend. He can't see and he can't hear, but he plays, but he is like a pinball champion. Whereas Roger Daltrey would say, or according to Pete Townsend via the lips of Roger Daltrey, he sure plays a mean pinball.
So someone who cannot sense the world.
Yeah. Well not plays. Through, they don't have this, they don't have sight or sound. So, but maybe one might wonder, there are other senses that kick in, or different ways that we are attuned to our environment, right?
You know how they say ninjas should train with a blindfold.
Is that how you play pinball?
I wonder if sometimes it's better to shut your senses when you're trying to connect.
Yeah, attuning.
With the rhythm of what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Did you say something? They had a face pop in. And then we had a face pop out.
I was hoping they'll join us.
I mean, there are seats and mics, and also be careful what you wish for, because I invited someone in on their birthday one day, and it was a slippery slope to all hell nearly breaking loose, and I, you know, it was great that I worked in a lockdown psychiatric unit once. I handled it like a champ. Alone, and this person is not well. And I was like, so, but the market, that doesn't really happen. That was at a time when there wasn't a market going.
And it was all live.
And I was attuned.
Your session, yeah.
Yes. They sing a really spirited happy birthday to themselves, and then it like turned into just on the radio, which was delightful and awesome. But a female friend of theirs left their Instagram account for me, and it was something like Diamond Sapphire 69 or something.
Intense.
It was. And so, you know, I should have attuned better. Maybe if I just blindfold myself every now and then, I will attune better, and that will not happen again.
So now we are back to frequencies, being attuned.
Yes.
Tuning in, tuning out.
Yes, yes. Tune in, turn on, drop out. Turn on, tune in, drop out.
Get the message, hang up the phone.
Get the message, hang up the phone. I want to just shift over to some volumetrics. We're going to come back to the earth and plane here. I would like to put on a song from... So we had a Flaming Lips audience. You probably enjoyed Race for the Prize by the Flaming Lips from the Soft Bulletin. And that was the one I was telling you, two scientists are racing for the good of all mankind, right? Now, the song that follows that, I love this album. It's really epic. And actually, he wrote it while he was, like, grieving the loss of his father. And it really was, like, an album that came to define the band and their sound. And definitely, like, I think Mercury Rev band was, like, really involved as well. Anyways, but there's like, it's there, the spirit in it is really like intense and like, it's a very epic record, you know? Anyways, so there's a lot of different like basic, banal symbolism and imagery and references, but used in a way that is really like allegorical and just kind of epic, poetic. So it's the spoonful weighs a ton. Can a spoonful weigh a ton? And if so, How? Or why? Doctor, why not?
The question is elemental.
Why are things the way they are? Can a spoonful weigh a ton? Is there anything?
In some universe.
In some universe. Ah, yes. Okay. I'm going to ponder that, and we're going to listen to what it sounds like in frequencies. A spoonful weighing a ton. This is how it is in frequencies. Thank you. Thank you for giving us the logic, the logical and dimensional take on things. Dr. Wynot?
We are resonating.
We are resonating here at Hagbright Happy Hour, Radio Valencia. Resonating nicely, too, I will say. All right, let's get over to a spoonful that weighs a ton. We're going to take a Tommy slide across the docks. Oh, goodness. Hey, it's a bumpy, wild road. It's a bumpy, wild ride, and we're full of surprises, and I gave you some dead air, but actually, what is it that I was saying, Dr. Wynot, that it's not dead air, it's live electricity? Or what was it? And what did you say?
We are all wave equations.
We are all wave equations. So,
and,
yeah.
And we are, yeah, we have resonance, harmonics, and beats.
Yes. All right, so that was the resonance. Didn't have the harmonics and beats there, but you got the resonance of electricity. All right, and I did it again. You guys, I'm having too much fun. Is there such a thing? No, I don't think so. I want more. Okay. I get the story.
We'll be right back.
Heard louder than a gun. Dr. Why Not. Heard louder than a gun. The sound it made was love. What's the science?
Heard louder than a gun. The sound it made was love. Love is a sonic boom.
I love that. I love that. Hey, After Hours. After Hours and the Hot Tamale. It's your next record. Did you hear Dr. Wynot's scientific explanation or summary of, yeah, what do you think?
Wunderbar.
Wunderbar. Wunderbar. Okay, so I'm quite excited to share something fun, interesting, and I find it really funny in the context of playing it with rock music. I think I was telling you that when I hear the sound of silence on this coming record, to quote, because there is some silence, to quote, so let's say Talking Heads, Simon and Garfunkel, they are not similar. There's a guitar, but that's about the end of it.
I mean, they are the ultimate prog rock.
They are the ultimate prog rock. That's right. That's right. That afro is choice. Well, I'm just going to put the record on and you'll find out. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. This is the sound of mystery.
Thank you.
95 pounds. Pound is too much load for me to put. I don't weigh but 90 pound, boy. 100 pound is too much load for me to put. I can straighten up in the field and stoop down lightning. Head on, boy, and get your sack full. They was talking about cotton. Looking around trying to find me some shade. Penciling paper, figuring up every dime that the family made. Mississippi too. My daddy was a sack shaker. Kept his eyes straight down that road. Whoa, every time I go way up, he's a go ahead lighting and getting me some more. He was talking about cotton. Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back.
right. New order. New order, so good. All right. DJ, why not? Doctor, why not? DJ Hagrai to Dr. Why Not. Sorry. Listeners, you're listening to Hagrai Happy Hour at Radio Valencia. We're having a great time. It's sunny out. The market looks delightful. I got my old pal, Dr. Why Not, here, and we were reminiscing, waxing nostalgic, waxing nostalgic with a friend here about how I feel like I wooed both of them into friendship with me with bowls of soup and my handsome husband. Sounds so much creepier than I meant it to.
But it's true. It's true.
Oh my God, my trophy man over here, trophy tamale. Anyways, well, listeners, we are we're 8 minutes out from wrapping it up, but it has been a very good time. Quite a good time. There was something I wanted to ask you about frequency or matter.
But matter is frequency.
Matter and frequency. Matter / frequency.
Matter with frequency.
Oh, it matters so much. It does. My head's getting bent into a twisted pretzel, and I'm going to play something that is super sentimental in line with some things we were talking about, and I just think it's so sweet, and I'm kind of cracking myself up about how kind of clever this is. So, hey, After Hours, you listening? I want your full attention. All right, hey, listeners, thanks for joining us, Dr. Why Not. Why not come again to Hagrai Happy Hour?
Yeah, why not? That yes. Sounds like a fabulous idea.
Yes, yes. I love the scientific, the magical, rational perspective. Matter is frequency, and a spoonful can weigh a ton theoretically, but not physically. No?
Right, good physical.
In another dimension.
In another universe.
In another universe.
It's an elemental question.
Yes. I'm going to put on this sentimental song, and we're really, you know, I'm rambling now. It's been great to have you. We'll see you here again. Hey, listeners, enjoy this beautiful day. Get out to the market, listen to some wonderful music, and I'm going to bid a farewell with some Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, CSNY, Our House. Come on.
Oh, let's see.
Oh, and a quick little story. During a pandemic, this is something that I put on. But recently, After Hours and I stayed in this lovely, like, tree house out in these, like, in the forest. Sounded like a couple of fucking hippies here. And the house is, like, warmed by a sauna that was, like, most of the house. And this sexy man was, like, chopping wood out front. This guy. There's a bathtub outside. He's, like, chopping wood.
Some hottest Viking energy there.
Yes, it is. Valhalla. My God, Ragnarok. Looking hottest shit I've ever seen. But ching. He fired the sauna up real nice. Oh, ladies. Okay. And I'm out. Stay out of it. Get into good trouble. And stick it to the man. Till next week. Let's go.
You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs. For me.
be so hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you. Flowers in the vase that you bought today.